It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, Michael Amott from Arch Enemy. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We're here to celebrate the release of the 11th studio record from Arch Enemy. It's called Deceivers. And Michael, there are expectations for bands with established history, especially when there's a sizable catalog. What was unnerving, maybe even intimidating, when you began the creative process for Deceivers?
I never really approach it like that. I just have another mindset, you know. It's more like, you know, once we in that phase of writing new music, creating the demos and getting everything together, it's just a really fun and exciting time, because at that point we haven't done it for a couple of years or whatever it may be, you know. So we're just excited to do it, and it's not really any sort of pressure or there's no pressure or anxiety that comes into it, really. I think maybe at the later stage, you start thinking, does this live up to the expectations or whatever? But, you know, by that time, it's already done. I think you just got to be creative and just have a good time doing what you love, you know? I mean, if you think too much about it, if you don't overthink it, I think it's not going to be good anyway.
Michael Amott of Arch Enemy is my guest on the show this week. We are celebrating the recent release of the new Arch Enemy record, Deceivers. Here's a tune from it, Handshake with Hell. It's Full Metal Jackie, Arch Enemy guitarist Michael Amott with us on the show again. We're talking about the new record. It's called Deceivers. And Michael, like every other band, the pandemic made remote working a necessity for you. How did that disconnect inadvertently affect the character of the album for the better?
Yeah, I mean, that was obviously those couple of years there during the pandemic. It certainly proved the point that it is the worst idea ever to have an international lineup, you know, with everybody living in different corners of the world. So that made like a normal way of working almost impossible. But we actually got it done. And, you know, Elisa could come to Europe and do her vocals there. But, you know, it was just a lot more complicated and expensive, you know, that we were quarantining. We were doing all these things, taking all these measures. And, you know, it's just more complicated and a lot more paperwork involved and stuff like that. But we got it done. And, you know, she was over in Europe, did her vocals there with our producer. And the only member who didn't make it over was Jeff Loomis. He was coming over. We had everything booked and he tried to board a flight, but it was denied. That was a bit of a nightmare, a bit of a headache. But then we ended up him, you know, doing his solos in a studio in Seattle, and, you know, we were FaceTiming and stuff like that. So yeah, it's certainly not without its challenges, you know, like but just the stuff that everybody lived through that has a band, you know, during those years that was trying to make a record, I guess. But I don't like to really complain about the pandemic and stuff like that, because I think a lot of people had a lot worse than I did or we did.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with the one and only Jamie Josta of Hatebreed Music from Black Sabbath. Our guest, Michael Amott, will be picking music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Michael Amott with us on the show this week. Arch Enemy's new record, their 11th studio album, is called Deceivers. And when it comes to band members, geography is no longer a contributing factor. How has a multinational perspective made Arch Enemy a better band?
That's a good point. Good question. Something I haven't really thought about. I mean, of course, yeah, it's different perspectives, you know, and different... I guess at the core of Arch Enemy, you have myself and Daniel on drums, and also Charlie on bass, who've been like with the band for a very, very long time, if not the beginning. And then, with the additions of Elisa and Jeff, who are our North Americans, you know, they bring another approach, of course, and another a few fresh ideas and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's always fun. We have a great time. You know, I think we share a common sense of humor, and we just have a great time doing this. So I think there's more things that unite us than separate us, I would say.
Michael Amott of Arch Enemy with us. The new Arch Enemy record, Deceivers, is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from DRI. New Machine Head and more with Michael up next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Arch Enemy guitarist Michael Amott is my guest on the show this week. And Michael, in the timeline of metal, arch enemy is pivotal to the evolution of the genre. What's your duty in terms of continuing the pedigree of older artists while being role models for up-and-coming bands?
Well, when you put it like that, you're putting a lot of pressure on the whole thing.
No pressure.
But, you know, yeah, of course. I mean, I do feel a responsibility. I'm a big fan of metal music, of heavy metal, of heavy music. And it's been my whole life, you know, since I was a kid. And I've been doing this. I've been playing in bands since I was 14 years old. And I've been touring since I was 20 years old, you know, and I've been putting out records since I was around that age. You know. So it's just something that I'm very heavily invested in, of course, you know, the metal scene. I love seeing new bands. I love hearing new bands and how they put a twist on it. And I get inspired by that sometimes, you know. So it's like, but of course I want to, we have a sound, we have established a sound, a style that is Arch Enemy style, you know. We, after a few albums, we found our way of doing things and our way of expressing ourselves. But then we build upon that, you know, we take in new influences or our old stuff that we did rediscover and put that into our sound. And so I think it's just a journey that we're on, you know, creating stuff and creating art, creating music, lyrics, putting it all together. And I mean, we have a great time doing it. I think there is a responsibility, but it's not like I'm deadly serious about it. I mean, I think just the fact that we are doing it, that we have been a band for 25 plus years and putting out records, and each one seems to get more successful than the last one. So it's that's a nice position to be in. So I think we're doing something right.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Hey, coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, plus new music from Soilwork. They have a record coming out in August. Going to play the title track for you. And we'll have more with my guest, Michael Amott from Arch Enemy. It's Full Metal Jackie. Michael Amott from Arch Enemy on the show with us this week. Not touring, Michael, for the better part of 2 years will make even the most seasoned musicians second guess themselves. Why did such a prolonged break make you apprehensive about being back on stage?
For sure. I mean, I was definitely, I mean, it was 2.5 years for us. So it was a long break for us. A very unusual break for a heavy touring act like Arch Enemy, you know, always out there, always doing something somewhere in some corner of the world. But this was definitely a big change of pace for us. And yeah, that was the first year was okay because we'd actually planned, that was a plan, 2020 was a planned year off for Arch Enemy. So we, you know, the idea was to go away, take some time off, write and maybe start recording a new album. So that's kind of what we did. But then 2021, of course, things were getting a little bit boring and we're sort of crawling on the walls. But yeah, I didn't really, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. I've certainly been doing this for a long time. So it does feel like something was kind of taken away from, you know, the lifestyle that I've grown up in, you know, that we are very accustomed to. So yeah, it was definitely different. But, you know, it wasn't only bad. You know, there was also some positive things. There was a lot of time to work and on musical ideas and develop other things, you know, that were also exciting. But at the end of the day, you know, recording is one, writing and recording is one thing, and then playing live shows is the other. So it's the yin to the yang, you know, in metal. I think, you know, that's where you really need that to feed the other side of you. So definitely, we were all a little bit out of balance, I think.
Michael Amott from Arch Enemy with us. Pick up the new record, their 11th studio record, Deceivers, and see the band on the road. Michael, so great to catch up with you. I wish you the best of luck with this release and your touring and all good things to come.
Awesome.
New music from Soulfly and more coming up right after this.